Amen. If you would turn with me to Psalms 30, I'm going to read Psalms 30, verse 5. And when you have it, if you please, would signify by saying amen. It says, for his anger endured but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. And if I were to take a topic, it would be, hold on, it's only a test.
Right.
Hold on, it's only a test. And as we see, we have so many things going on. And I begin to read in the book of Psalms and just go through Psalms, because that is my favorite verse, my favorite book of the Bible. And there's a lot in Psalms. It says, Psalms helps us express ourselves to the Lord. The book is filled with words to pray and songs to sing. It reminds us that we can lament and express our grief to God. The Psalms reminds us to remember the God who is the beginning and end of all things, to rest in his sovereignty, and to have joy in all circumstances.
Oh, yes.
Hold on. It's only a test. You know, and you think about, you like, why am I holding on? You know, God has not done what I asked him to do yet. I prayed about it. I brought it so many times to him, but I see no change. It's coming, saints. Hold on. It's only a test. The scripture says, weeping may endure for, but joy is coming. God sees our tears. He sees our pillars wet at night. He knows, you know, my mind went back to Job. Job was a wealthy man. Job had so many things. He had so much things going on for him. And his wife looked at him and said, you ought to just curse your God and die. But Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That's the kind of faith we got to get. We got to say, God, for you I live and for you I die. Regardless of what's going on in my life, no matter how I feel, no matter how all hell is breaking loose on my God, I will yet praise you. I will yet worship you. I will yet give you the praise. I will yet continue to give it to you. I will yet keep coming to church. I will yet keep turning my plate down. I will yet keep coming to the prayer meetings. I will yet keep coming to revival. I will yet keep standing in your face, because you are good and his mercy endure forever. The scripture also says that I will bless the Lord at all times. He didn't say sometimes. He didn't say when you feel bad. He didn't say when you, he said it all times, meaning in the good times and the bad times. When we look around, there's so many things that have been going on. We lose the loved ones left and right. Lost the loved one her recently. They used to attend here at Bethel. The thing is, y'all, God is getting us ready. It ain't gonna be no honey, honey, bebop, I can't see you, one, two, three. He said, I'm coming in a twinkling of an eye. We're not gonna know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming, but church, he is coming. He said, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what it seems like. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be alright. We gotta get an attitude to talk to God just like we talk to our family, our spouses, our children. Let him know, God, I know you see me. Hey God, it's me. It's me, oh God. It's me standing in the need of prayer. You know that song said, it's me, not my mother, not my father. God, it's me. I need you every minute, every second, every hour. I need thee. The song said, oh, bless me now, my Savior. God, I come to thee. God, it's me, oh God. God, I can't live without you. I can't breathe without you. I can't sleep without you. I can't think without you. Even say, I can't even tie my shoe without you. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we need on a day-to-day basis. The thing is, church, time is getting closer and closer. When I was growing up in the church, I got tired of hearing all the time, he coming, he coming. I'm like, is this real or what? But now that I've got older and God has called me to the ministry, I see his summon is sooner than we first believe. We can leave out of here today. He can rapture us out of here. But the scripture also says, create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit in me. God, don't cast me away.
All right. Yeah.
Because God, it's me. I need you. I can't make it without you. Hold on, church. Don't give up. Don't let the enemy trick you up and play with your mind and say, why you keep going over there to the church? What they doing for you? Jesus is what's going on in here. He says he's Alpha, he's Omega, he's beginning, he's the ending, he's the first, and he's the last. We got to call his name, church. We got to get in our word daily. Because that's what's going to get us through. I dare you to pick up your Bible. If you don't know what to say, you don't know what to read, say, God, help me. Give me the knowledge and the wisdom. Give me direction. This is the kind of God we serve. I could call on him, and Minister Marjorie and Sister Grace can be calling on him at the same time, and he will answer. He's not a God that won't hear us, but he's always on the throne, ready to take in whatever we need, because he's that kind of God. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He don't want us to want for nothing. Yeah, things is going on around us. Prices are going up constantly. But y'all, as long as we steadfast in the faith, hold on.
All right.
Stay true to his word. Lean and depend on him. Y'all, we can make it through. He's going to get us through. Because we are his children. We king kids. We royalty. He says, whatever you ask in my name, that's what he will do. He wants us to call on his name. Call on him. Don't be ashamed of him. You dealing with something, you got addictions, habits, all kind of turmoil. That's what this altar is for. That's what our pastor is for. That's what the minister is for. We're here to help you get through. Don't continue to wallow in your sins. Don't continue to wallow in the state that you're in. There's help here. This is the hospital. This is where you come and get your help. This is where you come and get your peace, your strength, your joy. Everything you need is in the house. It's in here. You go out here in the streets, they don't love us. The world loves its own. We have been bought with the price. They care nothing about us. All they're going to do is laugh in our face. Hee hee ha ha ha. But God is here with open arms. Say, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Lord of me. He wants us to rest some today, saints. He wants us to wallow in him. Says, in him I live, move, and have my being. He wants us to lean on him, depend on him. Yes, it hurts. Things go on. I had a procedure done on Friday. I was stuck in my neck 12 times. Wasn't comfortable. All they did was dead in the area. But I can say, to God be the glory. I'm here. Things could have been worse. They're looking at me. You still able to swallow? You still able to eat? You still able to drink? I'm able to do all that. Does it look like I've lost some weight? No. Because Jesus, he's my main man. And therefore, I have to lean and trust in him. Yes, you're going to get weary. You're going to get tired. You're going to get confused. But you can't give up, saints. You got to hold on. If you can't hold on, you got to hang on. Said, if I could just touch the hem. That's all she did was touch Jesus' hip, and the virtue just went out. Power. He's got power. Those that are seeking the Holy Ghost, don't stop seeking the Holy Ghost. And when the power gets up high, reach for him. If you can't say higher, higher, say Jesus. There's power in his name. There's salvation in his name. There's healing. There's power. You need the Holy Ghost because that's what's going to get you through.
Amen.
When the enemy comes up like you against the floor, you got to be able to call his things and something happen. A shift in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Things will shift and happen right then.
Thank you.
You can't always show people depending on mama's prayers all the time and auntie's prayers and that. You gotta get this thing for yourself. It's time to get it. It's tight, but it's right. Live and save is like wearing an old shoe. That's what Sister Patterson used to say. That's how we gotta get with Jesus. We gotta go get up with him and go to bed with him always on our mind. Because we never know when we leave our homes, traveling up and down the dangerous highways, taking your children to daycares and baby, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You don't know if you're going to get that phone call.
Yes.
But that's why we always got to be in tune with him.
Yes.
Always have him on our mind.
Yes.
Not all this folly stuff. I can't wait to get out here and do this. I can't wait to go do that. Can't wait to get with my peeps. Your peeps should be right here in the church. Your party should be right here in the church. Church, we have no time to play. Playtime is over. No more playing. He's coming. I ain't always lived right. And I'm not saying I'm perfect now. But every day, I'm living to live again. I'm living like it's my last day. Because I don't know what's going to happen when I walk out of this church up today.
That's right.
Saints of God, we got to get serious. God didn't say that it was going to be easy down here. He didn't say it was going to be lovely. Everything's just great, hunky-dory. No. But there is a heaven and there's a hell. And we got to make what choice where we want to be. Where do we want to end up at? Do we want to make heaven our goal or do we want to make hell? We want to make heaven, saints.
Yeah.
Pastor's preaching all the time. And I thank God for my pastor because I can contact him any day or night. I text him at 5 a.m. He texts me right back. We have a wonderful leader, a great leader, a leader that prays for us, always has you on his mind. You don't have that a lot no more. You got a lot of leaders now that are about the money. Pastor's about your soul being saved. Because he wants all of us, church, that when he splits the cloud, he wants us all to be caught up to meet him in the air. And soon will we forever be with the Lord. I ask you to pray for me and pray with me that I'll ever be found doing his will.